I love this snapshot of mid-60s musical culture, of the high culture of classical music at that time. It's from Christopher Headington's official biography of Peter Pears. And this part concerns a visit that Pears made with his partner, Benjamin Britten, to the Soviet Union. On Thursday, Pears and Britten left Leningrad by a sleeper train for Moscow, to be met in the capital by Rostropovich, and driven to his dacha to stay there until New Year. Now they could relax, and they walked every day, although their legs became icy in the deep snow. A celebration meal was laid on for New Year's Eve, with successive dacha venues for its various courses, with the Shostakoviches, the Rostropoviches, and a professor of nuclear physics. All this should have started at 10 p.m., but of course it ran late. Vodka was followed by Shostakovich showing the Chaplin film The Gold Rush in an upstairs bedroom till just before midnight, when, with champagne in hand, they went outdoors to a Christmas tree and toasted the new year. Then came a big meal round a long table, at which everyone received a false nose to wear, after which the party returned to the Rostropovich dacha for more food, boiled fish with an egg sauce, which Pears found simple and suitable. Finally, at 2 a.m., they went over to the professor's house for tea and sweet things, jolly good too. And about 3:30 a.m., we called it a day and went back through the crisp night, snow white, to bed. It almost goes without saying that New Year's Day itself was spent quietly, though there was another party at the professor's in the evening for some tea and a little eat, and later some music, at Britten's suggestion, in the shape of the first half of Schubert's Winterreise, Pears refusing to do more because of stomach ache. And then, next day, it was time for a return to Moscow, some shopping and warm goodbyes to their Russian friends, before setting off for the airport, where Rostropovich accompanied them all the way to the steps of their Comet aircraft.